One of the greatest joys I had the many years I preached here was seeing faith come alive in college students. One of the greatest sadnesses I had in the many years I preached here is to see how many times churches almost systemically were programmed to extinguish that flame. I remember particularly one young boy that came to hear me preach every week. He was a business major, but he sat out there and you could just see faith growing in his heart. He got so on fire for the Lord. He just came up to me one day. He said, "Rick, I hear the call of God," and he wanted to go be a missionary. And he went back to Dallas to tell his parents what God had put on his heart. And they came unglued. And they made it very clear, "We didn't send you off to ACU to get some nutty idea to go be a missionary. We raised you in a nice proper church. We sent you to a nice school to get a proper education. Go marry a fine little Christian girl. Get yourself back to Dallas. Get you a high paying job. Join the country club. Come to church with us on Sunday and we'll all go to brunch. That's what we sent you to do." And that's what he did. That's what dozens and dozens of them did. I saw him the other day. He goes to a nice, bored little church. He's a nice, bored little Christian. And that flame is almost gone. And I don't have many years left to preach, but God is my witness. I promise you, I am not going to protect people from Jesus anymore. We are following a man who put a cross on his back and who called you and me to leave everything and do whatever it took to accomplish the mission he gave his life for. And we are protecting people from that instead of rejoicing when they want to embrace it. I can't speak to you, but I'd rather fail attempted to do something great for God than succeed at doing nothing. What matters is knowing you pursued God and He can write the chapter and the end of the story however He wants. That's living by faith. I came across a little poem a while back that reminded me of, sadly, of too many people I've seen in my life. It goes like this. There was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked. He never tried. He never sang or prayed. And when one day he passed away, his insurance was denied. For since he never really lived, they claimed he never died. It is not true for a preacher to tell you that being in the will of God's the safest place you can be. Jesus was in the heart of the will of God and it got him killed. What is true is that you'll never be more alive than when you know you are out on the edge and only God and His realness can sustain. And you'll never be more dangerous to the enemy. This year, God's calling all of us to take a leap. What would that look like for you? Well, I tell you what. Why don't we ask God? Bow your head, please. And I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer. I want you to ask God this question. Dear God, if my faith was going to grow, and if you were going to ask me to jump, what would that be? And stay there before God until you get an answer.